It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 5-4 in the shootout to the Calgary Flames. Vegas 49-22-10, 108 points. Will finish no less than second in the Western Conference and third in the National Hockey League overall. And to help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bringing the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan? When you look at this game tonight, do you get the sense that Barbashev, Wah, Kolesar as a trio, as a line, is something we might see in the postseason for the Vegas Golden Knights?
The short answer to that question, Ryan, is yes. I'm not sure it's going to be the first option, but I think it has shown to be an option for Bruce Cassidy. In other words, Jack Eichel, Mark Stone, Ivan Barbashev, that has been the Knights' top line. Jack and Ivan have shown to be very effective together in the Stanley Cup playoffs, we recall. And that line was so good together at the start of the season. It was almost like every game they were each getting a point or two. And remember, in that early stage of the season, Barbashev was on pace to go 40 goals, 40 assists when his career high was 26. He'll end up with around 23 here, depending on what happens tomorrow. But, you know, it hasn't clicked the entire season. Players missing time because of injury was, of course, Barbashev, the injury in Minnesota. Stone missed a little bit of time, and now Eichel has missed a little bit of time. So, I would think if you're filling out your lineup card for game one, you're probably still going 49, 9, and 61. But I'm not sure that it is as much a certainty as perhaps it once was. You know, we've seen Brett Howden play with Mark Stone in the playoffs before, though it was Chandler Stephenson at center. It's not impossible that Howden were to play with Eichel and Stone. Bruce Cassidy even joked, you know, that had been part of the plan coming into the season. But Bruce joked, like, how often have we seen Howden on left wing? And anyway, so to answer your question, again, in one word, I think the answer is yes, but I'm not sure it's the number one option out of the gate. Bruce can go to it when the situation calls for it.
Now, one line we do know will be together, or I mean, I shouldn't say we do know, but I'm leaning toward it being a line that we see together in the postseason, at least to start, is Brandon Saad, Tomas Hertl, and Pavel Dorofeev. And certainly tonight was a night for that line to make a step in the right direction, simply because, you know, Hertl hadn't scored since coming back in the lineup. You wanted to see some progress from that line as you get closer to the postseason. Tonight was certainly that for them.
Yes, and when we asked Tomas Hertl about that in one of our intermission interviews, he pointed to the last couple of home games and say even though they had not produced a goal, they felt there were chances generated as a group. And today it generated a couple of goals, Saad with 3 points. And, yeah, you want to get those monkeys off the proverbial back. You know, Dorofeev continues to score, Hertl continues to score. Saad, you know, because he's new to the organization and he's had bursts of offense, but for him to be the primary point producer today, I would imagine really it gives a jolt to Brandon Saad, who's been through this before, 2-time Cup champion, wanted to come to the Golden Knights specifically because of their potential. And I think that you're right. I think of all the different combinations of players in recent days, among those that is probably closest to locked in for the playoffs is probably that line. You know, we don't know 100% that Jack Eichel is ready for game one of the playoffs. Bruce Cassidy has not said one way or the other, just day to day. Who knows? Jack could play tomorrow for all I know. We really have no idea. But given that question mark and given Barbashev's great success with Watt and Kolesar, I think, and now Olofsson with Carlson and Smith when healthy, that's been a trio too. But I think that right now, if there is a line that is most clearly going to stick together from now into the postseason, it's Saad, Hertl, and Dorofeev. Imagine, Ryan, two guys on the same line with 30 goals, and both Hertl and Dorofeev scored today, plus Brandon Saad, who, as we have noted in detail, has had great postseason success in his career.
Not to mention, if you have Barbashev on that line with Nick Waugh and Keegan Kolesar, then you've got a 23-goal guy on your fourth line as well, which is just ridiculous. And I like that's the big part of this for the Golden Knights. Like, coming into the year, the question mark was, where are the goals going to come from? Where are the goals going to come from? And here we are, game 81. We know it's been a breakout season for Pavel Dorofeev. It's been a resurgent season for Tomas Hertl. And then Brett Howden's got 23 goals. Barbashev's got 23 goals. Kolesar set career highs. Like, the depth of this organization, again, even sitting here now in game 81, going through all of these numbers, it still surprises me. It's still remarkable to me. Just the season that individual players had, understanding that they had to step their game up coming into the year.
Yeah, and you can go back through the years and players who have come to this organization perhaps unheralded or not tapping potential as much as they could have. They go down the list. Some of them are no longer with the Golden Knights. You know, Chandler Stephenson comes to mind. Michael Amadio comes to mind. We could go on and on. And even in the case of Riley Smith, I mean, so good with the Golden Knights. Leaves, not a lot of success, comes back, and almost like he never left. You know, why are these things the case? You know, it's a winning culture. It's an excellent coaching staff. It's the accountability of the player leadership. And it's a team that really does believe in depth. It's not to take away from other teams like, let's say, the Edmonton Oilers, who are star-driven. God bless them. They got to the finals last year. What a great team. Knights have seen them in the playoffs. It is so much fun to watch some of those star players. The Golden Knights have some stars, but they're not star-driven. And I think that the balance, the commitment to the entire game is what has allowed this organization to succeed. It's not just one-dimensional. If you're going to be a successful part of this team, you have to be part of every aspect. Jack Eichel is exhibit A in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is, in part, just the accountability for each player, no matter where you are in the lineup. As John Stevens said a couple years ago, everyone feels important.
Now, Dan, we do know what the first-round matchup will be for the Golden Knights. It's the Minnesota Wild. We don't know when it will start, but we know who the opponent will be. Just your initial thoughts on Vegas-Minnesota round one of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, some teams rise as the season finishes, like St. Louis. Other teams, like the Golden Knights, have been in such good position, they, for the most part, keep on winning. Other teams, though, have sort of, you know, slipped, and Minnesota would be in that category after a very, very good start to the year. Injury plagued. They've gotten some of those guys back. Where are they now? That is the question. You know, they are, you know, facing a situation today where, you know, they needed a point in order to clinch a playoff spot. Not impossible, like, you know, Calgary comes back and wins this game, et cetera. Like, who knows, right? They could have been jumped in the playoffs had they lost. They didn't. So you do wonder about the state of that organization, that team. Good start to the year, but not as good in the second half. And the Knights are cruising. Vegas has the history, 7-game series with Minnesota. It was a lot of fun. St. Paul, Minnesota is a great place to visit. So if you're a Golden Knights fan considering going to St. Paul for those games, I endorse it. It's a fun place to go. It's a fun arena to go to, the quote-unquote state of hockey. I'm looking forward to it. Exciting players on that roster as well. And I'm looking forward to it. It's nice to have that settled. So I'm looking forward to it, Ryan.
All right, great stuff as always, Dan. Let's hear from Bruce Cassidy. Is he
performance given that?
I thought we played really well, to be honest. I'm sitting here, I can't believe we lost. Usually after a game, the coach is going through a bunch of different things. Obviously, the start of the third wasn't great, but, I mean, we weren't terrible. I mean, their pucks had eyes, so I thought their goaltender was excellent, had created lots of offense, different guys in the lineup. So all in all, I thought it was a good effort. We just came out on the wrong side of it.
Anything in your mind or feeling of the game changed for you when you came back in the second intermission and realized who your opponent would be in round one?
No, nothing changed. I was surprised. I thought Minnesota was losing 2-1. So when I went out to the bench, I think there was 30 seconds or something left when we were just looking at the TV feed. I was surprised at that. It was settled. So. They didn't change anything. Our guys we're trying to win a hockey game. Probably think a little bit more about it now. We got to play Vancouver tomorrow, so that's the danger. You get ahead of yourself in this league. You never want to take anything for granted, even though the game for both teams is probably one of those ones they want to look forward to getting it over with and staying healthy. At the end of the day, you got to play. We want to keep building good habits, but we'll start thinking about Minnesota for sure now.
What did you see out of Brandon Saad tonight?
He was around the front of the net, gets a shot off, deceptive. He's been consistent every night, great looking overtime. That's the thing. You can't use everybody in overtime. This guy hasn't played a lot for us. Probably deserves to play a little more. But, yeah, no, I like his game. He's said no-maintenance guy that, you know, very predictable and consistent.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 5-4 loss to Calgary in the shootout. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights scored in the first period tonight, so make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded to redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's tomorrow. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 5-4 to Calgary in the shootout. Vegas improves to 49, 22, and 10, 108 points on the year. And with that singular point in the game today, the Vegas Golden Knights assure themselves of the second seed in the Western Conference and the third seed in the National Hockey League overall. So that means there are only two teams that will have home ice advantage over the Vegas Golden Knights in the postseason. That's the Winnipeg Jets and the Washington Capitals. If Vegas faces any other teams beyond Winnipeg or Washington, the Vegas Golden Knights will have home ice advantage. They round out the regular season tomorrow in Vancouver, 7 o'clock puck drop in that one. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. Jack Eichel did not play, still considered day-to-day, not sure if he's going to play tomorrow, not sure kind of what the status is moving forward. Jack Eichel, day-to-day. Mark Stone didn't play, took the option. Noah Hanifin didn't play, took the option. Alex Petrangelo did not play for the Vegas Golden Knights. No Aiden Hill in this game either. So when you look at it from that perspective, it was a lighter lineup for the Golden Knights than what we are accustomed to, than what we are used to seeing. And I guess the only real question moving forward for Vegas is going to be the health of Jack Eichel. Is Jack going to be available tomorrow? Is he going to be available for game one of the postseason? That is all going to be answered in due time as we inch closer and closer to this first round matchup between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Minnesota Wild. Let's take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the first period, and the Golden Knights open the scoring 5 minutes into the game when Pavel Dorofeev's centering pass bounced off of Flames defender and in.
Knights get the puck on the right. Dorofeev attempt. They score! Dorofeev from the right side. Brandon Saad and Tomas Hertl in front. And it floated into the air and into the net behind the goalie, Dustin Wolf. The Knights have a 1-0 lead. Brandon Saad with his 13th of the season and 6th as a Golden Knight.
Goal credited to Pavel Dorofeev from Tomas Hertl and Brandon Saad. 5:25 of the first period made it 1-0 Vegas. However, the Flames did answer on a power play goal from a sharp angle by Morgan Frost.
Faceoff win for Calgary. Weegar walks to the middle. Dishes right in the shot. Score! Samsonov got a piece, but it went right to the middle and into the net. And it's a 1-1 tie halfway through the first period.
Morgan Frost, his 14th goal of the year on the power play from Mackenzie Weegar and Matt Coronado. 10-11 of the first period tied the game at 1, but the Golden Knights regained their lead on a slick breakaway goal for Nick Waugh.
In the neutral zone, breakaway for Nick Waugh. Down the slot, he fakes, forehand score! Nicholas Waugh, 15th goal of the season to tie a career high. And he puts the Knights up 2-1, 5:08 to go in the first period.
Nick Waugh from Ivan Barbashev and Keegan Kolesar, 14:52 of the first period, made it 2-1 Vegas. And the Golden Knights extended that lead with 25 seconds left in the first period on Tomas Hertl's 32nd goal of the year.
Saad finds it, knocked off his stick, motor behind the net. Saad emerging on the right, feeds the middle, score! Saad to Hertl, 24 seconds to go first period, and the Knights lead 3-1.
Tomas Hertl from Brandon Saad and Nick Hague, 19:36 of the first period, made it 3-1 Vegas. So we'd head to the second period. No scoring in the middle frame for either side. Fairly controlled period of hockey for the Vegas Golden Knights. So they would take a two-goal lead into the third period, and they were tasked with killing off another Calgary Flames power play, but the Flames made it a one-goal game 32 seconds into the third period on Nazem Kadri's power play goal.
Huberdeau dishes right. Right wing shot, score from Nazem Kadri. Another power play goal for the Flames. Kadri rips it home from the right dot, and the Knights lead is now 3-2, 30 seconds into the third period.
Nazem Kadri on the power play from Jonathan Huberdeau and Matt Coronato, 32 seconds into the third, made it 3-2. Vegas and the Flames tied the game 32 seconds later as Michael Backlund shot through traffic, found the back of the net.
Flames are now within a goal. Here's a shot. They score again. Backlund put it through the five hole, and it's a 3-3 tie. Two Calgary goals on two shots a minute into the third period.
Michael Backlund from Blake Coleman and Kevin Ball, 104 of the third period, tied the game at 3. And then the Flames took their first lead of the game midway through the third period on Adam Klapka's tap-in.
Pahal threw it in front, score! Klapka at the back door. Pahal, the former Golden Knight, played it to the crease. And Calgary has its first lead of the game, 4-3 Flames with 9 minutes to go.
Sixth goal of the year for Adam Klapka from Braden Pahal and Nazem Kadri, 11:01 of the third period, made it 4-3 Calgary, but the Golden Knights answered right back as Brandon Saad tied the game 11 seconds later.
Knights look for the response. Kolasar to Saad shooting. Wolf the save, trickling puck. Looks like it's in. Knights begin to celebrate. Oh, yeah. The referee says it's in. Yes. And Vegas has tied it right back up 4-4. Saad with a 3-point game. And the Knights are now even with Calgary 4-4.
13th goal of the year for Brandon Saad, unassisted, 11:12 of the third period, tied the game at 4. So we'd head to overtime, and Ilya Samsonov made a brilliant save on a Rasmus Anderson breakaway.
Theodore feeds Hurdle in the middle, extra pass, and a delayed Dorofeev, shut down by Wolf. Now it's Anderson, 1-on-1, Anderson the righty across the line, Anderson saved by Samsonov, and it goes wide left out of the zone for Calgary. Backlund in the neutral zone with Coronato.
Thanks to those saves, one from Ilya Samsonov, one from Dustin Wolf, we would head to the shootout, and the Flames would take the lead in round 3 of the shootout on a goal from Morgan Frost.
Morgan Frost next up. Frost, the lefty, breaks at the dot to the middle. He scores.
So Morgan Frost scored in round number 3, which means Shea Theodore would have to score to keep Vegas alive, but he was stopped by the crossbar.
Theodore must score here for the Knights. Hits the crossbar, no! And the Flames have won it in a shootout, 5-4.
There you have it, 5-4 the final. The Calgary Flames battle all the way back to defeat the Vegas Golden Knights in the shootout. Vegas, 49-22-10, 108 points on the year for the Vegas Golden Knights. Next in action tomorrow, 7 o'clock against Vancouver, the final game of the regular season before we turn our attention to the postseason and a first-round matchup between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Minnesota Wild. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
We know who the VGK will face in the first round of the playoffs. It's the Minnesota Wild, but you don't have to wait to secure your tickets. Single game playoff tickets are on sale now at VegasGoldenKnights.com. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 5-4 to Calgary in the shootout. Vegas 49-22-10, 108 points. Next in action tomorrow, 7 o'clock, against the Vancouver Canucks. Final game of the regular season for the Vegas Golden Knights. Checking in on the text line. Text line's always open for you. 702-876-1340. There's one game left in the regular season. The Golden Knights have already clinched the Pacific Division. And with a point today, they clinched the number 2 seed in the Western Conference and the number 3 seed in the National Hockey League. The Golden Knights have quite literally ascended to the highest position they possibly could have coming into today's action. So checking in on the text line, Tim says Vegas didn't need the points, but they should have picked up two, not one. Would love to see them pass the Stars for second in the West. They did. Now, I understand that it looks a little deceiving because Dallas can tie Vegas right now with 108 points, but the Golden Knights have the tiebreaker over the Dallas Stars. So the Vegas Golden Knights will finish second overall in the Western Conference, Tim, to your point. Eric says, let one slip away. Again, guys, we're looking at the third-best team in the National Hockey League over the course of an 82-game season. They've won another division title, and this was a game that, frankly, didn't have a lot of bearing on anything moving forward. And you heard from Bruce Cassidy after the game. He liked how the Golden Knights played. And to be completely honest, in looking at and assessing this game, it's two seeing eye shots a minute and 4 seconds into the third period that changed the entire trajectory of the game. And I know a lot of people are going to bring up, okay, well, they had leads in the game against Nashville. They had leads in the game against Colorado. They had leads. I get all that. I do. But the fact of the matter is, this game to me is not like those other games. I don't view this game as one that's going to be a predictor of playoff success for the Vegas Golden Knights. You had Mark Stone out of the lineup, Alex Pietrangelo out of the lineup, Noah Hanifin out of the lineup, Jack Eichel out of the lineup. Like, this was not necessarily a game where you go into it and you are expecting the Golden Knights to sell out completely. You wanted to get through this as uninjured as possible, and you wanted to work on a couple of different things and get a look at different combinations. And I think for the Golden Knights, to that point, to that end, did well to find them. And I know shots on goal aren't the greatest indicator of what happened over the course of the game or what the run of play was, but the Golden Knights were the better team by far in this one tonight against the Calgary Flames. Shots were 42-28 Vegas. They had the puck all night in the offensive zone, played well, needed a couple of stops on the penalty kill, didn't get it. That was the difference in the game. But again, still secure the extra point, still get to that number two seed in the Western Conference. They have finished as high as they possibly can. So when you look at tomorrow's game, it is going to be at the type of game, if you're the Vegas Golden Knights, looking ahead to Minnesota, where your only goal, the only objective for Vegas going into and coming out of tomorrow's game against Vancouver, is that you stay healthy. That's it. That's all that matters. The score, all of it, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything outside of get through that game healthy, give guys that need touches their touches, and then turn your attention to the Minnesota Wild, game one, round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK postgame show, the Golden Knights fall 5-4 in the shootout to the Calgary Flames. But with that extra point for the Vegas Golden Knights, they come up to 108 points and will finish second overall in the Western Conference and third overall in the National Hockey League. So what does that mean? Very simply put, the Vegas Golden Knights will have home ice advantage against any team not named Winnipeg or Washington. There are only two teams in the National Hockey League that would host a playoff series with the Vegas Golden Knights. It's the Winnipeg Jets and the Washington Capitals. Not bad. Not bad at all for the Vegas Golden Knights. You look at tonight's game, it was one of those scenarios where you're trying to rest certain players. You're trying to give guys what they need over the course of this final week of the regular season so that their bodies are ready to go for game one of the playoffs. And we now know who the Vegas Golden Knights will face off against in game number one, round number one of the postseason. It's the Minnesota Wild. The Vegas Golden Knights swept the season series over Minnesota 3-0. and they outscored Minnesota 12-4. I have said it many times. I've said it when it's been pro-Vegas, and I've said it when it's been anti-Vegas. I am not a big believer in regular season success translating to or being an indicator of what will happen in a postseason series. The Minnesota Wild today look very different than they did the last time the Vegas Golden Knights saw them in a game, and that was a Jack Eichel hat-trick performance, by the way. Kirill Kaprizov's back, Eriksson Ek is back, Jonas Brodin is back. It is going to be a different look Minnesota Wild, but I still look at the Vegas Golden Knights as being what they have been all year long, and that is the best team in the Pacific Division and one of the best teams in the Western Conference. I think we're in store for a nice run from the Vegas Golden Knights. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show, where the station's staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 5-4 the final. The Calgary Flames defeat the Vegas Golden Knights in the shootout. 702-876-1340, that's the number. 702-876-1340. The Golden Knights will round out the regular season tomorrow in Vancouver against the Canucks. Tonight, you had Jack Eichel out of the lineup, Mark Stone out of the lineup, Alex Pietrangelo out of the lineup, Noah Hanifin out of the lineup, and Aiden Hill did not dress for the Vegas Golden Knights. Do you want to see any of those players in the game tomorrow? That's maybe the first question. Second question, the Vegas Golden Knights have a first-round opponent. It's the Minnesota Wild. How do you feel right now as a Golden Knights fan going into that first-round matchup with Minnesota? 702-876-1340, that's the number if you'd like to join us here. How are you feeling as a Golden Knights fan going into Vegas, Minnesota, round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs? And then I'll even extend it out a little bit further. The Vegas Golden Knights, with a point in this one today, have locked up the number two seed in the Western Conference and the three seed overall in the National Hockey League. Simply put, the Vegas Golden Knights will have home ice advantage against any team outside of Winnipeg and Washington. How are you feeling about that as a Vegas Golden Knights fan, knowing we are just days away from the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs? 702-876-1340. Let's bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, I don't see any reason to play too many people tomorrow if you don't have to. And you could say, well, they need to have a tune-up. Well, they can get tuned up on Friday and Saturday. I did not hear any mention of what day the game is. I'm assuming it's Sunday, is it not?
Mike, you got to stop trying to figure it out. It's, the schedules, my guess is, Mike, when we have something solidified and it's coming down to Montreal or Columbus for the final spot in the Eastern Conference, but my guess is we'll have some idea of when the Golden Knights will open the playoffs and what the schedule will look like, but I don't think we're going to get that until either late tomorrow or Thursday at the earliest. But I would guess, Mike, that it's probably Sunday, but I don't know that for sure, and we'll find out when we get the schedule released. It has not been released yet, and it likely will not be released until we have all of the matchups solidified in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, Darren had a wonderful interview with a schedule maker, and it helped me understand it a lot better on 100% hockey. But let's go to the fact that we are going to play this weekend and the fact that we are going to have at least a home ice advantage over Dallas if it ever comes to that. I don't think Washington will be there for the Stanley Cup. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I don't think they will be. And I'm not favoring Winnipeg. I am going to ask you your predictions and your analysis of both of those crucial Western Conference series. But in the meantime, since we have still game 82 to play, give me a knee-jerk reaction to having to play Minnesota. I didn't want to play Minnesota. On the other hand, it sets up a wonderful rematch of the Four Nations. Doesn't it set up a marvelous rematch with Hellebuck versus Binnington? And I don't know if anybody's mentioned that yet.
Yeah, no, it does for Winnipeg and St. Louis for sure.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about that, honestly. As far as we're concerned, we have a big goaltender advantage, I think. And I think Kaprizov and Eichel are two peas in a pod. They're both Hart Trophy finalists. They should be anyway. And they're both great, great players. Now, where do we go from there? Where are we, the BGK, better than the Wild?
I think they're deeper, Mike. I mean, if we can be – you know, as transparent and open and honest with each other as possible. And thanks for the call. I think the Golden Knights are just a deeper team than the Minnesota Wild. Like, think about it from this perspective, based on how Bruce Cassidy sets the lines up. And this is, again, assuming full health for everybody. You have the opportunity, you have the option of either playing Ivan Barbashev on your top line or Brett Howden on your top line, which would leave one of the two players that I just mentioned, Barbashev or Howden, on your fourth line alongside Nick Waugh and Keegan Kolesar. Nick Waugh's got 15 goals. Keegan Kolesar's 12 goals. And both Ivan Barbashev and Brett Howden have 23 goals. If you can go into a playoff series with a 23-goal scorer on your fourth line, you're the deeper team. Up front, in terms of putting the puck in the back of the net, the Golden Knights are just simply a deeper team than the Minnesota Wild are, and that is where I think the series is won and lost for the Vegas Golden Knights when it comes to that first-round matchup with the Minnesota Wild. Thanks for the call, 702-876-1340. That's the number. Let's bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm good.
So, couple things, right? So we lost in a shootout again, but I think I've said this before, almost every time we've lost in overtime in a shootout, it's a real good thing that, like, it doesn't matter. You don't need to be good at those things because they don't happen in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That overtime was very fun to watch, though. Multiple times having three forwards out there, like, you could tell that Bruce Cassidy was just like, yeah, we're going to have some fun. Like, this game, mm-hmm. we already locked up everything we can. Go have some fun. But on a more serious note, how crazy is it that, like, the discussion is, like, which of these guys is going to be on the top line and which is going to be on the fourth line? And it's hard to – just because they're both so good at doing both. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly versatile players in Ivan Barbashev and Brett Howden, which, you know, you kind of think that they might be interchangeable. I think there's a physicality element that that Barbashev brings to the table that is just built for the postseason. And you see it when the games matter a little bit more, but Brett Howden's got that in his game as well. And then again, the fact of the matter is, no matter how you slice it, and assuming again, full health for the Vegas Golden Knights going into game one of the postseason, you're going to have a 23 goal scorer on your fourth line. Whether it's Barbashev or Howden, you're going to have that guy. And then if it is Howden and Waugh and Kolesar, you've got nearly 60 goals on your fourth line. That's depth. It just is.
I would be a little nervous if I was mm-hmm. Minnesota, especially considering kind of how they finished the year out. But they are definitely not a team to brush off, especially having gotten Kirill Kaprizov back. So I'm honestly, if tomorrow I am most excited to listen to the mailbag that Gary and Dan put out. So anybody that hasn't heard about that yet, put in your questions. I want to hear just silly questions, fun questions. I'm hoping it'll be a fun game. And then we can just wrap up all the players in bubble wrap and no one gets hurt. And happily ever after into the playoffs.
All right, great stuff, Stephanie. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340, that's the number. We go out to the phone lines, bring in Rita. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I've heard that. Okay, I got two things. First thing off, we have been about the best you can hope for this season. We got first in the, well, all those first, you already named them. So, for those people, last summer on my lovely Twitter, they weren't mean, they were very nice, but they said, yeah, I just don't see us doing that good this year. I hope you're right, Rita, but I just don't see it. I am expecting y'all to Twitter me back and say, you were right, Rita. All of you. I don't remember how many there were, but y'all are my friends on here. You better come through because I'm going to be looking. Okay, the other thing. Think about this game, and I'm guessing on Thursday, was you'll never hear me say this in the regular season or in playoffs, but, you know, when they tied it up, I went, well, that's nice. They're fighting. When they took the lead, I went, good for them. When they won in overtime, I said, you know what? They needed that. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're as high up as us, you can afford to sit back and say, well, that was fun. That's all I got.
All right. Good stuff, Rita. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. That's the number. If you'd like to join us, we have lines open. 702-876-1340. Rita's kind of, I mean, right on the money. Like it's been a really good season for the Calgary Flames. And I know that it ends in disappointment for them in this game because they were a team hoping to make the playoffs. I don't think anybody had them penciled in as a playoff team coming into the year. I know I didn't. And in that regard, I applaud them for what they've been able to do to get this deep, to get that close to the playoffs. But, you know, Dustin Wolf, he was excellent again in this game tonight. Good on him. And good on the Calgary Flames for battling right until the end, game 81 of the regular season. 702-876-1340, we have lines open. How are you feeling about a Vegas Golden Knights-Minnesota Wild first-round matchup? Instant reactions to that, I'd love to hear them. We go out to the phone lines, bring in Michael. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Yeah, I just think everybody's a little too rough on our team, though. I think they fought pretty hard. And in game tonight, they didn't really need to really show too much. I think they showed a lot. And like you said, Wolf played he literally played a great game. So you can't really say that, you know, they didn't do their part. But I think the better team did lose for sure. I commented that on earlier on the text line. But I'm excited to see Minnesota Wild. I hope Andre Fleury is too. It's kind of, you know, serendipitous that he's coming back again. So for his, hopefully, his last season, maybe. But
yeah, it is his last season, final season for Marc-Andre Fleury. He will obviously be with the Minnesota Wild. I'm not expecting him to play in that first round matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights, but this is the final year for Marc-Andre.
But we, you know, weirder things do happen. We didn't expect to play five goalies our first Stanley Cup either, but we had to. So you never know what happens in the Stanley Cup. So playoffs are a crazy beast, but hopefully we don't see them. But, you know, I just want to say you guys do a great show. It's my second time calling, but love listening to you guys during the game. I always have the show on and the TV. Usually the TV's on mute. So I listen to you guys religiously and always during the daily weekly shows too. So keep up the good work, and I look forward to the next
the next show.
All right. Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks so much for the kind words. That really does mean the world to me. 702-876-1340, the Golden Knights-Minnesota Wild first round matchup locked in for Vegas. I want to hear from you. How are you feeling? How confident are you as a Golden Knights fan going into that first round matchup? Pick up the phone, dial the number. We have lines open right now, 702-876-1340. Taking more of your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Postgame Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 5-4. Calgary defeats the Golden Knights in the shootout. 49-22-10, 108 points on the year. Next in action tomorrow, 7 o'clock against Vancouver. In Vancouver, final regular season game of the year for the Vegas Golden Knights. 702-876-1340, that's the number. We have the first round matchup locked in for the Vegas Golden Knights. It's Vegas and Minnesota. How you feeling about that? How confident are you? I'd love to hear from you. Pick up the phone, dial the number. We go back out to the phone lines, bring in Peter. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
I'm great. You know, would have liked to win tonight, but there were so many other things to like about the game. And I actually enjoy seeing some different line combinations, and I like seeing the team perform that well. You kind of mentioned, you know, like the shots on goal and all of that, like the numbers, mm-hmm. and just watching that game. It was just a very enjoyable game. I thought we played good, and we played good all three periods. Yeah, we let a few penalty, you know, we didn't kill the penalties, like whatever, but we tied. And, you know, a game like this, I think, does have meaning for the playoffs because, you know, it shows we've got a good cohesive unit that plays as a team, even if, you know, a few of our, you know, superstar guys are out. So that part was good. I was going to ask you your opinion on two things. The first one is I felt like I might have seen a little bit more spark out of Calgary tonight. I thought they would maybe come at us or, you know, hit us a little harder, hit us a little more. I mean, they weren't slouching out there, and they got some goals off of us. But I didn't think they were playing with the passion for what was on the line for them. Did you feel that way? Or
I didn't think Calgary was particularly good in the first 40 minutes, and I think the Golden Knights had a big say in that. Not yeah. as urgent as I would have expected for a team that was playing for their playoff lives.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't know and you just watched the game and didn't know the circumstances or whatever, you would look at it and go, well, this was a good basic hockey game between two, you know, pretty good, really good NHL teams. One team was a better team, you know, us. You know, yeah, that's what I thought. The other thing I was going to ask you, you know, earlier in the year, you said, and I'm tending to agree with you back then, you were kind of saying that this year's team is possibly a little bit stronger than our team that won the Cup in 23. Do you still feel that way?
It's hard to argue with it, Peter. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you've got a 32-goal guy in Tomas Hertl, a 34-goal guy in Pavel Dorofeev. Brett Howden's got 23 goals. Barbashev's got 23 goals. Jack Eichel's a 90-point player. I mean, individual players have taken steps, and thanks for the call. And, you know, when that happens and you get that from within your organization, that middle grouping age-wise of players like Keegan Kolesar and Brett Howden, who now have a little bit more ownership over the team, I think that you can kind of see the trajectory and how good this team can be. I think the Golden Knights have 14 really good forwards. I think they have 8 really good defensemen, and I think they've got 3 NHL goaltenders. So it, from a depth perspective, I think they're either as deep or maybe even a little bit deeper than the team that won the Stanley Cup championship in 2023. We'll go back out to the phone lines, bring in Marianne. Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ren. How are you?
I'm good.
All I can say is that I'm just so proud of our guys, and actually I'm proud of our listeners here too, because knowing almost all year has ever started, like, bad talking our guys. They all at least had a turnaround, I think, anyway, of believing and just staying positive. And really, other than the Utah hockey club we played and the one Detroit one that we played on that Sunday where it was like back-to-back games, our guys just answered every single time. I mean, it's not like they ever didn't play their best. So I'm just really positive. Like I said, from the beginning of the season, we're going to be Stanley Cup champs again. And then are you broadcasting from any establishment tomorrow for tomorrow's game that you know of?
Yeah, I'll be at the Golden Circle inside TI tomorrow for the broadcast.
Okay, because believe it or not, I get to have to go to Vegas for a doctor appointment, so maybe I could finally show up for a broadcast. But yeah. Anyway, living in Pahrump is hard, but I'm always listening, even if I don't get through on the phone. Okay, and thank you for everything you do, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know half of what was going on living out here. Yeah, some games are on, some games aren't. But anyway, have a good night.
All right, thanks so much, Marianne. I appreciate it. The Vegas Golden Knights, they fall in this one 5-4 to the Calgary Flames in the shootout, but they've got one more game in the regular season tomorrow against Vancouver in Vancouver, broadcasting live from the TI Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar for the VGK Insider Show and pre-intermission and post. Take a break. Wrap things up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK Extended Postgame Show, the Golden Knights fall 5-4 to the Calgary Flames in the shootout. Vegas 49-22-10, 108 points. Next in action tomorrow, 7 o'clock in Vancouver against the Canucks. The Golden Knights will finish no higher than where they are right now in the standings and no lower than where they are right now in the standings. They lock up the number 2 seed in the Western Conference and the number 3 seed in the National Hockey League overall. That means that the Golden Knights will have home ice advantage against every single team in the Stanley Cup playoffs outside of Winnipeg and Washington. Job done for the Vegas Golden Knights. Now they just got to check off the box on game 82 tomorrow in Vancouver. That's going to do it for us here on the Extended Post Game Show. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio, keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners and our callers and our texters. It is your post game show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your texts, and your input. Until tomorrow, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the Extended Golden Knights Post Game Show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.